This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America, and to all those working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics and construction workers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, for all the different free stuff that we got over there for you to take advantage of, too. Well, joining us right now, we have Frank Silvato, Managing Editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast, joining us. Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it. Well, you are a former resident of the Chicago metro area, correct?
I am. Born and raised there up until about 2010.
And we had this little episode go on with Mr. Jussie Smollett, and I'm going to play the excerpt of not only him saying what he had to say the other day when he was exonerated of everything and all the charges were dropped, but also his attorney, Ms. Glandian, with her discussion with Samantha Guntree on NBC. So listen to all of this stuff here for a little bit. It's about a minute long.
I understand how difficult it will be to find them, but we gotta. I still want to believe, with everything that has happened, that there's something called justice.
If he is a victim of a crime, as he contends, will he urge prosecutors to bring charges against the Osandiro brothers, and will he be willing to testify?
You know, I think in light of what he's been through the last 2 months, he really just, you know, he's told me numerous times, I don't even care about what happened. I just want to move on. I mean, what's happened after the fact?
That makes sense, though. This was a terrible attack.
What that attack was pales in comparison to the attack on him by the mayor, by the CPD, by the press, by
the
public.
He would be vindicated if these two were exposed as liars in a court of law, would he not?
We would want that, but what he's been through after the fact has really been a much harsher attack than what he endured that night. This wasn't a very brutal attack. Obviously, it was frightening and it's something he did not deserve, but they didn't beat him so badly that, you know, he at this point, again, has been victimized much more by what's happened afterwards than what happened that night.
Boy, if I had been beaten up by anybody, the last thing on earth that I would have done, and I think you're in the same boat there, Mr. Frank, is drop the charges against somebody. I would have gone out and tried to find them myself.
Well, this is an exact opposite of what he was saying when he was saying that he was attacked.
That's right.
Well, when he was claiming that these people were, that there was a hate crime, they came after him because he was black and LGBT, and then they screamed MAGA. You know, this is MAGA country, and I got news for you. Chicago isn't MAGA country.
No way.
Mm-mm. You know, he wanted justice. He wanted these people arrested. He wanted them prosecuted. He wanted, if he had his way, they would have been skinned alive. Now he just wants to forget about it and go back to LA.
And
are you kidding?
Something really wrong here. And by the way, the police released information that they didn't have sealed. And by the way, I'm hearing that if there is a lawsuit, that the information that's there will be unsealed because it'll exonerate the city of Chicago. But there's so much different evidence that they released the other day, the notes and whatnot of the investigation, that there's enough stuff there to indict him over again.
Well, this is an incredible travesty of justice is what this is. And it codifies that there's a two-tiered judicial system in this country. If anybody who wore a Make America Great hat or shirt were to have perpetrated this fraud on the justice system, they would have been excoriated.
Mm-hmm.
All 16 of those charges would never have been dropped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so unsealed, absolutely. If David Axelrod can get divorce records unsealed just to make sure that his candidate Barack Obama won the Senate race in Illinois,
mm-hmm.
then this should be unsealed because there's nothing but truth here.
Mm-hmm.
And answer me this: why seal any information about this?
Yeah.
And what's so sensitive as to ruin someone's career in here unless he is a liar?
Well, I think he is a liar. I believe the Chicago police know it. I believe them. And I believe that the FBI, who's launching or still has an investigation going right now, a sideways investigation on the mail fraud issue, I think that they're going to find something. And I believe this kid's going to get charged all over again.
If there was ever a time for the Attorney General of the United States to direct federal prosecutors to get involved into something in depth,
mm-hmm.
it would be this. And they should have the same latitude to go after the district attorney there as they gave Mueller to go after anybody in his Russia investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Wide latitude to look at the funding of this district attorney, the influence on this district attorney, who made phone calls to this district attorney,
mm-hmm.
who was connected to who. Enough is enough with this.
Yeah, and here comes the music. And, folks, I told you it was going to get interesting when I'd start out with Frank. Told you what we were going to talk about. We were going to talk about Jussie. And, again, believe me, I smell a rat. There's something really wrong here. And where'd that $10,000 go that they took back and put in the coffers there in Chicago? Where did that go? Who got that money? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jane. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with four locations to serve you. Google them. Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Check them out online and then go visit them. Because remember, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all 911 dispatchers, too. You get preferred pricing on those brand new vehicles. And they got some real beauties, let me tell you. All right, speaking of beauties, here he is, Frank Solotto, the managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast.
Hey, man, I got a face for radio. What can I tell you?
I know you do. And you had a female caller call up and give you some kudos here during the break. Now,
and I appreciate that, but she's true. She's right. Enough is enough.
Yep. Now let's talk about this money. $10,000 was surrendered. Where does that $10,000 go in a place like Chicago?
Well, there's a forfeiture fund, you know, where bond go, where things that are confiscated go. But after that, after it's released into that, you know, now your lines of financial accountability become a little bit more shady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chicago's upside down. We know that. Mm-hmm. They're so far in the hole, they'll never get out, especially with the pensions,
mm-hmm.
with the public pensions. Remember, this is the place, this is the state that wants to tax people's private 401ks mm-hmm. to be able to pay the public sector pensions that they've destroyed.
Right.
Now, you know, I'd like to see a forensic audit of District Attorney Fox's campaign contributions after this, too. I want to see where who she's getting money from, who had influence over her to have her say, well, I'm recusing myself, but then her office is just knee deep in saying, we're just not going to pursue this. You don't think that order came from her?
No, and by the way, she did go and did get money from George Soros Jr. at one of the fundraising events that she had. That is a fact. And number two, how did Michelle Obama get wrapped up in this?
Well, because her chief is, I don't know what, assistant? I don't know. She's not elected to
chief
office.
Of staff.
What would you? Yeah. Chief of staff. She needs a staff for what? You know, had to make a phone call. Well, what the hell is she getting involved for?
Well, remember when she was in the White House.
In Chicago.
Yeah, remember when she was in the White House, she had all these people that she added to her staff, First Lady staff, that they never had before. Remember all that?
Well, this is ridiculous. Again, they live in Washington, D.C. now.
Mm-hmm.
So why is she chiming into something that's an internal issue in Chicago? And I'm saying that because Rahm Emanuel said it was an internal issue.
Yeah.
So what? She called, had somebody call this office to say what? To say, don't prosecute? To say, you're going too hard on this guy because he's black? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
So what business did she have of contacting the district attorney's office? And what did she ask? I want to know that. Is that why these records are sealed?
Mm. And by the way, they may be getting unsealed because, believe it or not, we have the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the DOJ, which has launched an investigation. Of course, they're checking on the threat that was made through the mail, which is a federal offense when you threaten somebody, their life and whatnot. And this powder, remember the powder that was sent?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but it wasn't what everybody thought it was. And if it turns out that it was him and they can prove it through DNA, well, he's going up the river.
Well, here's another point to think about here. You had Rahm Emanuel come out after standing shoulder to shoulder with his police superintendent, who I think is a pretty spot on guy.
I do too.
Who said this is outrageous? This can't be allowed to stand. And then David Axelrod comes up. This is outrageous. This can't be allowed to stand. And all of a sudden, when they're talking about expanding a federal investigation, so Emanuel says, "Hey, we don't want anybody interfering with our stuff here in Chicago from the federal government. We can handle it internally." The city of Chicago would have to go through the district attorney's office to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
So what's he going to do?
Yeah. Now,
appoint a special prosecutor?
Right. Now, let's talk about Adam Schiff, the guy that I call Shifty Schiff. And yesterday, Congressman Mike Conaway from Texas came out and let Mr. Schiff know that all the Republicans on his Intelligence Committee, 9 of them, had signed a letter. And here's what they had to say.
The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. Special Counsel Mueller's findings are consistent with those of this committee, as well as the public statements of various senators on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Despite these findings, you continue to proclaim to the media that there is significant evidence of collusion. You further stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all 9 members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing.
Now, Schiff went totally off the rail afterwards and attacked everybody, but I have a little payback for him. Can you write down a phone number, Frank?
I sure can.
202-225-4176. I will repeat that, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm giving you Adam Schiff's office telephone number in Washington, D.C. 202-225-4176. One more time, 202-225-4176. That is Congressman Adam Schiff's office telephone number in Washington, D.C. Folks, We need to flood those lines. We need to bury that line. We need to put that line out of service. We need to do whatever we can and get his address, too, while you're at it, and send him stuff and say, quit, resign, give up, anything you want to put in there, get him the hell out of Congress.
Absolutely. The Republicans should call for him to be censured, too.
That's right. I would.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is enough. When you beg for a special counsel to look into something, and just because they don't come back with the answer that you want, you continue to smear, slander.
Yep.
It's enough. So, and Adam Schiff, and he's showboating. He's showboating to go into 2020. That's what this guy does. He's just like Chuck Schumer. He never sees a camera. He's going to jump in the front of it.
Do you know where part of his congressional district lies?
I'd try not to.
Hollywood.
Yeah, well.
Hollywood.
You know, this mm-hmm. is the guy. This is why he likes cameras. Mm-hmm. This is where he lives. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to spout whatever he wants to spout in order to get the biggest bang for the buck. He's got the MSNBC mentality. Mm-hmm. Say things that are shocking, even though they're not true, in order to get FaceTime on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are the members of his committee for the Republicans correct, what we need to do is keep the pressure on. If you have a Republican U.S. representative who's even not on the Intelligence Committee, mm-hmm. you should be lighting up his line, his or her line as well, mm-hmm. saying that they need to get on this as a full body of the House of Representatives and have the Speaker remove him.
Mm-hmm. Now, the president last night went up to Grand Rapids, Michigan, had a tremendous rally, a huge crowd inside, and the crowd outside was just as big, if not bigger.
Yeah, and so his base is pretty happy.
Well, yeah, and by the way, his percentages, ratings went up 5 percentage points this week on the lowest poll.
You know, so the Mueller report, it came out, there's nothing there. The people who were saying, well, let's just find out what's in the report, you know, most of those people said, okay, this is garbage.
By the way, do you feel sorry for MSNBC going, let's see, they lost what? They lost 20%, 30% of their ratings right off the bat this week after all this came out, and CNN lost 20% of their ratings, and some of their shows have lost more than that, individual shows.
That's a shame.
Yeah, isn't
it? That's a shame.
And in the meantime,
maybe this is the price that they pay for promoting yeah. a lie.
And in the meantime, radio shows like this continue to add more affiliates.
No, they tell the truth, and that's what happens.
That's the deal. Okay, well, we'll talk to you Monday morning. You have a great weekend, and I hope you get a chance to see a baseball game somewhere.
You bet. Stay low, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. If he ever comes down here, we'll go to a Rays game because that'll be fun. He'll probably wait till the Cubs show up. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Coming up, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback on sports.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Little pencil neck, Adam Schiff.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, talking about Democrat Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intel Committee. Republicans want him to resign because of his continuing claims of Russia collusion, even though Robert Mueller's report finds none. Here's the president.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen. He is not
a long ball hitter. The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous...
As for the report itself, the president telling the patriotic crowd...
After 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. And this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. That would be the United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more and to get an opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway, go to my website and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. And then while you're there, take a look at becoming a member, because membership has its advantages. And, oh, by the way, if you do, you get $474 worth of free stuff, too, right off the bat. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. And good luck, and we want to talk about somebody in this audience winning a free gun. All right, joining us right now, we've got the insurance quarterback. That would be Patrick Hyland. We hear him every Monday and every Friday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Beautiful weekend coming up. A lot of things going on in the world of sports that you and I will have.
Well, here in the backyard, it's going to be opening weekend of baseball. Now, I realize the Tampa Bay Rays opened up yesterday and got beat, but we had other teams that were out and about playing yesterday, right?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, the Dodgers did great out west. They look fantastic. Yankees put it on the Orioles. They're looking good. So it's going to be a very interesting season. You know.
How about the Beantown Boomers?
Yeah, the old Red Sox. We'll see if they can repeat. I don't know if they can, but we will find out. So that will be an interesting. The AL East is always a tough division now with the Red Sox and the Yankees looking to run it all. The Toronto game yesterday, unbelievable, 0-0. Nobody would have thought that. They thought it was going to be a high-scoring game.
I would think that right now that we'll, in about 2 or 3 weeks from now, we still won't have any clear definitive pattern on who's going to be doing what. I don't think we're going to get teams starting out really terrible. because all the teams in the league seem to be fairly evenly paired off this year for some reason. Have you noticed
there's
that?
More, I agree with you, Captain. There's more parity this year than last, but it's still coming down to money. The teams that have the money are getting the best players, and I think that's why we need to have a salary cap in baseball, and I hope that will be voted in here in the next few years. We're talking about all these rule changes and speeding up the game. If you love the game, you're going to watch the game.
Speaking... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, they need to do that to make it fair. For every other sport has some sort of cap to make it fair and equitable so everybody can have some star players.
Speaking of money, the highest paid athletes in the country, I think, are in the NBA. And college players that are playing right now want to go to the NBA. So they want to shine. And some schools yesterday and some individuals really did shine.
I'll tell you, this kid from Purdue, this kid Klein, man, he just kind of puts that team on his back, and they seem to rock and roll, the Boilermakers there. And it, you know, that's going to be very interesting to see how far they go. Gonzaga is playing as a team like never before. They put it on Florida State.
And they're good. They're really good.
Mm-hmm. They really are. You know, small school out of Washington, that's just been great, the state of Washington, for the last several years, and just a great program. That guy finds a way to get the best athletes he can and has a lot of fun getting them to the March Madness and making a good run at it. It's going to be this is going to be really a neat Elite Eight and Final Four, Captain. And it's really going to be something special this year. I really do believe that. Because talking about parity, I think we have more parity in college basketball this year than we ever have before with the top, you know, eight teams. Now, after that, there does seem to be a drop-off. But overall, it's pretty exciting.
Is there a team that really stands out that excites you and you go, yeah, they're going to do it?
No, that's the thing. It really doesn't to me. I mean, some people might disagree. Virginia does look good. More so than maybe some others. Everybody thought North Carolina or Duke was going to run away with it. But look, I mean, University of Central Florida almost, you know, beat Duke. So that was pretty impressive and exciting. So
it was close. Okay, let's see. What else is going on? You had something else that you were looking at.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wanted to talk about the NASCAR, you know, Texas Speedway this week.
Oh, yeah. High speed. Turn left, go fast.
There you go, man. Now it's going to be a nice...
By the way, let me look at the weather real quick here because...
Yeah,
well, there might be... We got some high... There could be some storms headed towards Dallas, Fort Worth. And certainly it looks like there may be some high winds going that way, and that's never good.
No, we don't need that because then we have the accidents and it doesn't make it fun for anybody. So, well, we'll talk a little bit about hockey, Captain. You know, the Washington Capitals beat the Carolina Hurricanes last night to get now a playoff berth. So that's another sport that's going to be great and exciting in the playoffs. I don't care for the way. Go ahead.
Who goes up against the Lightning the first time around? Or do they have a bye?
No bye. You don't. And here's another thing. I'm glad you brought it up, Captain. They don't do it like most sports. One doesn't play eight. They do a weird seeding system that just to me is not fair and righteous for having a great season like the Lightning have had or some of the other teams that San Jose is going to probably have to play somebody. When you have a great season, your first game in the playoffs should be more of a warm up or not as challenging. You've earned that right.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL doesn't do that. I mean, they could get upset in the first round, which would be, to me, foolish. I mean, I want to see the best make it. But that's the system there. I wonder what other people think about that, too. And then, last but not least, a little free agency talk. Quinn has gone to the Dallas Cowboys, defensive end from the Miami Dolphins. And the Dolphins just acquired him last year, and now they let him go to the Cowboys for practically nothing, Captain.
Okay, about 30 seconds on Robert Kraft. What is he doing? What is he doing? Is he trying to be a Jussie Smollett?
Please.
What is he doing? Is he grandstanding?
Yes, I don't know what he's doing, Captain. It makes no sense. I'd be hunting in the woods, staying out of the limelight right now if I was him. Okay, I'd be hard to be found. But everybody handles things their own way, so God bless them. But I don't get it. I don't get it one bit. And Yeah, it's amazing. It really is, Captain.
All right. Well, let's.
And then Schiano, last but not least.
Oh, Mike Schiano.
About the Patriots, you know, since you brought up Kraft, let's talk about Schiano. He was head coach here in Tampa Bay. He was head coach at Rutgers up there in the Northeast college team, and he's resigned as defense coordinator of Patriots, so there's speculation he'll try to get a college job somewhere.
He did a whale of a job when he was at Rutgers, and he was supposed to be the big resurgence down here in Florida, but I think what did him in down here is all that rah-rah attaboy stuff that didn't work.
It's not going to work at the professional level. These guys are 23, 24-year-old young men, and you're coaching some 28 to 32-year-old men. They know what they have. They know what they have to do to win. That's not going to get them motivated. Teach them a game plan. Teach them a scheme. Teach them that you know the game and that you know how to beat the other coach on X's and O's. That's how you gain respect at that level. So, but
all right. Well, okay. Tell us about what it is you do and how people can get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Captain. My name's Patrick Hyland again. I'm an insurance quarterback, as the captain calls it. Do a great show tonight from 5 to 6, talking about finances, insurances, Medicare, VA benefits. That's what I specialize in those departments. Please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. If you do that, please mention you heard me on the Captain's Show, and I'm going to get you a book by Merle Gilley and Steve Burton called Making a Million and Doing It the Right Way, just by putting a little bit of money away. They want to get a million people out of debt, and I can help you do that if you do some certain smart things.
Well, hopefully we'll see you today for lunch up there with a couple of Vietnam veteran friends.
That's what I'm trying to do, Captain. Yeah. Hopefully I'll be up there with you at the Mission Barbecue there off of Bruce B. Downs. Can't miss it. And Fletcher, and great place, great people. National anthem at 12 o'clock. It's a great thing, Captain. I always love going there. And
all righty.
Take care, my friend.
See you then. All right, Patrick Hyland. And folks, we got breaking news. Unfortunately, it happened in my backyard this time. We have a Pinellas County Deputy Sheriff who has been shot. That's all I know. A St. Petersburg police canine has also been shot in St. Petersburg. We'll have more details coming up with our local newscast at the top of the hour with Roger P. Shulman, our news director. But unfortunately, Blue Lives Matter, and we've had a Pinellas County Deputy Sheriff get shot tonight, and a St. Petersburg Police Department canine also get shot trying to apprehend or bring somebody into custody. That's all I know about it so far, and you'll have to stay tuned till the news comes at 6 o'clock here. So I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to roll along here. And final segment coming up, going to tell you all about the beach and boating forecast, and we'll wrap things up with a little bit of stuff here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm the Captain, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Larry Over, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and right now it's time to do a little boating, a little beaching, a little having fun, because this is about the last weekend for the spring breakers that are still here, of course, Easter and all that good stuff. But let's get started right now with a beach and boating forecast. Alrighty, well, today for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be mostly sunny. It won't be as breezy as what it was yesterday. You will be able to get out on the water. No small craft advisories that have been posted. The winds this morning start out of the northeast, turn around to the northwest. We'll have some about 10-mile-an-hour breeze earlier, but this afternoon we could have some gusts up to 17 or 18 miles per hour. The seas will be roughly 2 to 3 feet with a light to moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is 71 degrees. The bay water temperature at 70. And we had our low tide this morning at 4:44 a.m. We have our high tide coming at 9:14 p.m. later on. Now, the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club, because the Freedom Boat Club has 168 locations all across the United States. Now, we just happen to have the largest individual franchise here in the Tampa Bay area with over 300 boats and 19 ports. Now, with that being said, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay offers a tremendous savings on membership in that you can join either the economy plan, which is the five-day-a-week plan, or the standard plan, which is the seven-day-a-week plan, and get $1,000 off your membership right to begin with on the what's called the all one-time entry fee. And then if you want to add some people in there, just put the one-time entry fee, you can, because you're also going to get a discount if you are active duty military or a veteran or a current first responder or a retired first responder. That would be EMT, police, or fire. Or that you're in the medical profession, whether or not you work in a doctor's office or you work in a hospital, a nursing home or a convalescent center, whatever. But if you're in the medical profession, add $500 to the $1,000 or you get $1,500 off the one-time entry fee on both the economy plan and the standard plan. Now, to find out more, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM. Or go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com to find out more. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Now, that's a tremendous deal, folks, because you get your reciprocity and you can go anywhere in the 168 Freedom Boat Club locations around the country. Go anywhere you want to go. Now, the president was busy last night. He went to Grand Rapids, Michigan, had a whale of a turnout, and it wasn't just what was inside the arena where he was at. It was outside, too. They had, by the looks of what I was looking at, they had as many people outside as they had inside, and they might have even had more outside than what they had inside, might have. And, again, that's all pretty good stuff from where I'm sitting. And keep in mind that when you have a rally like that, a lot of what we heard was probably a warm-up for 2020. Probably a warm-up for 2020. Now, I played a lot of stuff, a lot of audio clips, and a lot of people talking about a lot of things, but I've saved the best for last. James Comey, who is a guy who probably is full of a lot of sour grapes after being fired by Donald Trump, came as a surprise to Comey because he thought he had 10 years, and he did some things that really, really rubbed people the wrong way. Now, he had been a former 12-year director of the FBI. Now listen to what Senator Tom Cotton had to say yesterday about James Comey.
Sour grapes from a man who was fired by Donald Trump, Wolf. Donald Trump told Lester Holt in that interview right after firing Jim Comey that he thought the Trump-Russia thing was fake or hoax or there's nothing to it. He also acknowledged that firing Jim Comey might, in fact, prolong the review, which it probably did. Bob Mueller was investigating this matter for 22 months. But Bob Mueller is an experienced, lifelong prosecutor. He's a former 12-year director of the FBI. He had the full power of the United States government and the grand jury and wiretaps and foreign intercepts behind him. And he found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and its associates or Russia. If he didn't find that, I don't think a House Democrat's going to find it. And I don't think there's any evidence of obstruction of justice in the president exercising his constitutional oversight authorities on the Department of Justice and, frankly, not taking any steps to interfere with the investigation. I mean, the Democrats have been saying for 22 months the president's going to fire Bob Mueller. It never happened. Bob Mueller reached his conclusion, and he's closing up shop, finding no evidence of collusion.
Now, there were so many different statements made by so many people, not the least of which is any more or less important than Adam Schiff, who's been on this bandwagon for 2 years. Then you get Judge Andrew Napolitano on Fox News saying that Schiff might be correct, that it's likely there could be some evidence of conspiracy in the Mueller report. He doesn't even know. Nobody knows. And until we find out, I think we ought to be quiet instead of trying to speculate and put yourself in the news as possibly, you know, one of those authorities that knows what's going on. No, be quiet until he comes out and then go from there. Now, that's just me. By the way, did you see Rush Limbaugh last night on Sean Hannity? He was on fire. He was on fire. And he hit the nail right on the head when he talked about the president, talked about using his political capital now that he's got it on immigration. And boy, I think he should. I think he should. Now, before I go to the caller here, I want to mention to everybody that Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and I was down in Sarasota yesterday. Well, actually, I was down in Bradenton yesterday. But Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, they have all their blinds, their shades, their shutters made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and they also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Make sure you wave at them, red, white, and blue trucks when you see them, with a logo on them. That could be Kevin, could be Dominic. And remember that all military and first responders, too, get a discount on their purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll get you some extra love, too, along the way. All right. Ian, what's on your mind this time?
Well, I want to beat this dead horse one more time, this Jussie Smollett thing. And I want to put this out.
You got a minute.
Okay. He's a communist. His families are all a bunch of communists. His father was a communist. His father's white. His mother's black. Okay? He's been involved. The entire family, including his mother and father, Smollett's mother and father, have been friends with such outstanding citizens as Angela Davis. Remember her?
I do.
And they're tied in with the Chicago political machine, which has been red. Chicago historically has been a center of American communists. How come the media is not telling you any of this? How come the media is not telling you about this dude and his family's associations, huh? How about that speech where he said the other day, I'd never betray the movement? What movement is he talking about? Because every time I hear this guy, I'm thinking of a battle movement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So get on the internet, folks, and find out what Smollett's really about and all his radical associations.
Alrighty.
And it does have a bearing on the case, because Reds have historically been against the police, and that's what this is about.
Alrighty. Thanks a lot, Ian. I appreciate it. All right, and that's Ian, and we appreciate him very much. Now, keep in mind, today is National Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day, and a lot of things are going on a lot of different places. But I personally will be up at Mission Barbecue and Bruce B. Downs, 12 noon to 1:30. Stop by if you can. All Vietnam veterans get a free meal today and a free dessert, so stop by. Wear your cover, wear your military cover, wear a shirt, whatever. Identify yourself, and we got a big old table we're all going to be sitting at there in the middle of the restaurant. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch, done for a Friday morning. Got to run. A lot of things to do. Have yourself a great day. Drive safe. Stay out of the snow up there in Wyoming. God bless America. See you all tonight.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.